Around a third of parents who've lost a baby show some signs of post-traumatic stress disorder. This can be triggered by experiencing or witnessing a frightening event.
Take him away.
Symptoms can include nightmares, anxiety and flashbacks, uncontrollable thoughts or images.
Where's my baby?
Ames. Amy, wake up. It's all right. All right, it's just a dream.
But they're not just dreams, are they? It's real again.
Can I get you some help, Ames? Maybe contact that miscarriage group? Or a doctor?
Tomorrow?
Yes. I'll get you help tomorrow. I promise. I love you.
The support group only meets once a month, so he called the GP.
How can I help you today?
I had my third miscarriage 2 weeks ago.
Three in a row?
Do I get a prize?
Then I can refer you to the recurrent miscarriage clinic for testing.
Thank you.
If you get pregnant in the meantime, you can request extra scans. Are you still bleeding?
Yes.
Are you soaking through more than one maternity pad every hour?
No.
Anything else?
Yes, I count dead babies all night. Get nightmares.
I can prescribe you a low-dose antidepressant, help you sleep.
No, I don't want drugs.
Sadly, Mrs. Brooks, miscarriage is very common.
I know.
It may help you to remember the cause is usually genetic, the body being efficient.
Why didn't you tell me that before?
You're very emotional, Mrs. Brooks.
I held my baby in the palm of my hand.
As I said...
Let me speak. This is not rational. It does not feel... efficient, and I need to tell you that until you understand.
Have you heard of cognitive behavioural therapy? I think it might help.
Let's try that again, shall we?
Thank you, Maria. Now we have a few minutes left. Would anyone else like to share something?
I'll go. I'm Amy. It's my first time with the support group. I'm 39. I have a son, a stepson. I'm a vegetarian.
It's okay. Do you want to tell us why you're here?
I get stressed. I think mean things. I get, like you said, flashbacks. I just had my third miscarriage in 3 years, and I know it's... But from the moment I saw each of those little blue lines, I loved those babies. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. Once upon a time, there was a pod, a smudge, and a twinkle. You know the rest now, little one. Now it's over to you. I was still waiting for the referrals when I turned 40. But at least we'd managed to move in here. I didn't feel like celebrating. But it made a change from drinking on my own. We had sex on the bubble wrap. I think I even came. Sorry, baby. TMI. 2 weeks later, we learned that you were coming into our lives. Happy birthday, me. 12 weeks now, the size of a lime. Are you still listening? I want you so much, but it's suffocating today. I also want to go to the loo without being scared. I want to laugh, I want to eat, to sleep, to breathe without it feeling like a mountain to climb. And you know what, sometimes I even wish this wasn't part of my life anymore. I didn't mean that, I'm sorry. I am yours. Use me, I'm all yours. How do you delete on this bloody... Hang on.
Amy.
Hi.
You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, did the carpet fitters turn up?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I told her not to bother with the baby's room.
What?
Well, it'll be covered in regurgitated milk and piss soon, won't it? Try to relax, babe. Go for a walk or something. I'll meet you on the platform at 2:30.
3 hours and 6 minutes until our dating scan with Dr. H. How many breaths is that, do you think? I'm sorry this is so monotonous. I'm sorry there isn't a scene on a tropical beach with cocktails involved. It's back to Northwest London. Back to EPU. I don't like sitting on my own. But I might cry. I know, I'm not on my own really, little one. What is your name, then? Obviously it should start with an A. Amy, Andy, Alex, and... gender neutral, beginning with an A. Is this what it's like in the womb? You can hear my heartbeat, can't you? I can't wait to hear yours. Fast and strong, fast and strong. There you are. Please don't cry. Mum is here. I love you. I love you so much. Hello? Baby? Help. Help.
Amy.
My baby.
It's me. Look at me, Amy.
My baby.
It's all right. Ames, it's all right. It's all right. It's going to be all right.
Amy, Andy, how are you?
You're a bit wet.
Looking forward to seeing your baby.
Yes. Can we take a video? We're going to tell Alex tonight if...
Of course. Come in.
Great.
Take a seat. How are you feeling, Amy?
Stupid, tired, crazy. Fine.
Okay, let's have a look. Do you want to get your phone out?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, this will be a bit cold, as you know.
Look at these clothes, they're so tiny. And now look at you.
Mom!
Your brother was 9 months old when I met him. I bought him some of these outfits.
What's my belly button for?
It's how a baby gets its food when it's in its mummy's tummy.
Where our baby gets its food from you?
That's right.
Was I in your tummy?
No, Al, you were in Mummy Tara's tummy.
Bio mummy?
Yeah.
Is she still in Spain?
India now, I think. She'll probably send a postcard soon.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you too, Mum.
Oh, your cuddles are the best.
Can we wake Daddy up yet? We're going to start building a treehouse, then we can do ghost spotting in the graveyard.
Just a sec.
Beetlejuice!
Shh! 10 more minutes. Well, Daddy'll give me a crappy lion tomorrow.
He said a bad word.
Oh, it's all right at home. Just don't say it at school. Now go away and let me poo in peace. Andy?
Okay, everyone. As it's Baby Loss Awareness Week, I thought we could take a minute to remember the babies we have lost.
It was a Saturday, so EPU was shut. We went to A&E, where they told me I might get a scan, but we'd have to wait. They gave me paracetamol and a bedpan, and I gave birth to you in the disabled toilets. A little boy this time. I called you Angel. A nurse held me because your daddy was outside with Alex. She cried too, but then she had to go.
Okay, then. Amy, would you like to talk? Would you like to say something, Andy?
Yeah. We recently lost our fourth baby at 16 weeks. He was bouncing around on the screen at the dating scan, so full of life. They did some tests, but there was nothing. So we're having counselling through a charity, but it's, you know, it's hard to watch the person you love most in the world suffer. To be so helpless while she's been so strong.
Strong? I'm broken.
No, Amy, you're not. You're perfect. Every time. You go to hell and back and you pick yourself up and you carry on with the pieces of your heart missing. You keep going, Amy. I mean, all of you do. I don't know how you do it.
We love you, Pod. Love you, Smudge. Love you, Twinkle. Love you, Angel. Miss you. Grief is love with nowhere to go. That's what the counsellor says.
It's a wave of light. We're waving at you, Angel. Can you see the four candles?
Four candles?
What?
Nothing, mate.
You gotta laugh, or...
It's good to laugh, isn't it, Al?
Yep.
Come on then, baby. Bedtime. Oh, sorry, Alex.
It's okay. You can call me it if you like. Just not in front of my friends, okay?
I promise.
Fate doesn't hang on a wrong or right choice.
The cherry blossom is out again. Just like it was the day we first saw this funny little house. That day, I thought the only happy ending to this story was to have a baby in my arms and breathing. I don't know now.
Just one more nail. Oh, yeah, one of those long ones.
Here you go, Daddy.
We planted a rose bush and buried you under the cherry tree, near the older, wiser souls, so they can show you the ropes.
Can you read the sign, Al?
Alex's treehouse.
I still drop into the support group sometimes, but I go kickboxing most Thursdays now. They encourage you to yell.
Come up and see, Mummy.
There are days when I think I will never smile again, and then there are days like this.
You're not really going to sleep up there, are you?
Yes, and so are you. I brought you a sleeping bag.
And I've got a bottle of red.
Oh, all right then. Shuffle up, fluffy head.
It's a perfect fit.
Healing does not mean forgetting, the counsellor said. I chose to remember, and now sometimes I can choose not to remember too. It's been so good talking to you, Angel. Thank you for listening.
Nice work, Al.
Who painted the stars?
Daddy, there are four of them.
So there are. Night-night then, Al. I love you.